Welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This is episode 2 with Pastor Dave Kwon. Hello, Dave. How are you?
It's great to see you again, Sammy.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your personal story in the previous episode. And in this episode, we want to know more about your current ministry.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's great. So in the previous one, you mentioned that you planted Journey Community Church in 2012.
Correct.
Right? So it's been about 6 years, right?
Correct. Yes.
So that's great. So my first question is, how has your ministry experience been? It's been a good journey or difficult, or it's combined all of them?
Yeah, I would say a little bit of both. I got saved at a college campus church in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And then the church plant I was part of in Atlanta also had a heart for campus ministry. Mm. And so when my family and I moved to this area, we were intentional about trying to find an area where there was a lot of university age students, because I really believe that's where our heart is. And so when we came here from Atlanta, we wanted to intentionally plant around UNC, Duke, NC State, because we had a heart for university-age students, college students, grad students, because we really believe that if you can change a college campus, you can really change the world.
Right.
Because so many international students, people, after they graduate, go to different parts of the world, different countries, and if you can impact them with the gospel, you can impact the world.
That's right. So in your church, what is the demographic like in your church?
Sure.
Are they mostly Asian Americans?
Yes, or? we mostly have Asian Americans. Mm-hmm. From the Triangle area. Mm-hmm. Many of them have church experience. Definitely some do not. We've seen people come to know the Lord through our church. But you know, church planting is always exciting. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of exciting things that happen. People radically changed. And that is really the exciting part about, I think, planting a church. So we really want to reach out, and not only to Asian Americans, but really to anyone who wants to not only know about Christ, but also experience Christ-centered community through our church.
Yeah, that's great. Can you share any exciting stories about what God has been done in your church, through
your
church?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I could share you a lot of stories, but this one story that comes to mind, this past fall, we had one brother from UNC who came through an invitation from a friend, and we got to baptize him later, you know, a few months later, because he came to know the Lord. Mm. And he's a freshman, and he had no church background, but just through God's word and just through God working in his heart, he came to know the Lord, and he professed his faith publicly and got to baptize him. And you know, that's really exciting. God has also provided us financially in different ways, and that's always really exciting when God unexpectedly provides and you know, shows up when you least expect. And so there's a lot of great things that we've seen happen through our trust in him, through our church planting experience.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
He came to Christ.
Yeah,
came to Christ.
Yeah.
Well, that made me to think that many Asian Americans are coming from different religious backgrounds, mm-hmm. and also in the Triangle area, there's a Research Triangle Park,
yeah. you know,
which means there are a lot of intelligent people
yes.
coming,
yes.
like Duke, NC State, UNC.
Yes.
They have a like. Really brightest students
yes.
in North Carolina and around the world as well.
Yes.
So when we think about these people who are very intelligent, so gifted, then we may think they don't need anything, you know. Why would they come to church? Why would they come and put their trust in God?
Yeah.
Right? So what do you think, what makes them to really come to church? Even though they have everything, they have knowledge and gifts and talents,
sure, yeah.
and why do they come to church?
I think that's a great question. I think you're absolutely right. People are very intelligent, driven in this area. I think one of the things that, you know, I notice is definitely, even though people are intelligent, accomplished, experienced, there's always a deeper longing in all of our hearts. I'm reminded of John 4, the Samaritan woman who had five husbands and came to Jesus, and she recognized her own heart and her own need for something more. And I think that's in all of us. And so when you see people in med school, nursing school, business degrees, I think there's always this longing in our hearts of something more, that in the end, a successful career, a great family, comfort in life, those are good things, but those are also temporary. So I think we're always asking the question, you know, is there something more to this life? I think that's what people are really experiencing. I think that's really, I think sometimes the reason why people come to church or explore different religions, because there's this emptiness or lack of satisfaction, even though they might outwardly have it all.
Yeah. That's good. Now, what kind of challenges do you have in ministry?
Oh man, there are a lot of them. Challenges. I think it's finding people who are really committed to the vision of the church. It's finding the right team to work with, to serve with. You know, we even, you know, we're always thinking about organization and how to reach more people. And so there's always challenges in a church. You know, if you want to have, I think, a thriving church, you know, I think you need to always think about those challenges of reaching people.
Well, Dave, what would be the essential elements in discipling your congregation in your church?
I think the essentials about discipling in any church, I think number one, you need to obviously be faithful to the Word. You can't get around that. You need to really be grounded and rooted in the Word. That comes from preaching, that comes from the Bible studies that these leaders preach. I think it's the Word that really grounds people and roots people. And then I think a second component of that is just really community. A community that's filled with grace, a community that really is accepting, but also won't back down from truth. So I think that's what we try to mold our community around. We want to be accepting of all different kinds of people, you know, lifestyle, religious backgrounds. We want them to feel comfortable and welcomed at our church, but yet we also want to be a church that we aren't afraid to tell the truth of the gospel,
right,
what that means.
Mm-hmm. What's your vision for your church?
That's also a great question. We want to raise up, first of all, we want to impact people for the gospel, especially the younger generation, university students. We would love to reach younger families who are moving to this area. And we want to raise disciples, kingdom workers. Because the reality is, in a place like, you know, Raleigh, Durham, a lot of people are going to move on from this area. It's probably the bigger cities, job opportunities. And so in the time that we have them in our church, we want to mature them. We want to equip them so that when they move on to different parts of the country and the world, that they would still be continuing to follow the Lord and really make an impact for the Lord wherever they go.
Well, my last question would be, what would you say to the next generation of church planters among Asian Americans? They may think that, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't have any financial resources, but God has called me to plant a church.
Yeah.
What should I do?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Oh, that's another great question. I think if I were to think about my church planting experience, number one, I definitely pray through it. Make sure that that is a conviction that really the Lord has given you. And I think when you talk about calling again, I think church planting, you know, it's the same thing. You know, you need to have that conviction, heart for the lost. I would also try to seek counsel from people who have planted churches, people who have experience. And then also, I think planting a church requires a great team, a team that you trust, a team that trusts you as well. And so the working relationship is very important. And so you know, if you feel like God is calling you to plant a church, yeah, I would spend a lot of time trying to find the right people to plant the church together. And then I think also, I think one other piece of advice is really get to know the area of where you want to plant a church, you know, what city God is calling you to. And so, you know, what's the demographics like? You know, how many people are unreached? What are other churches doing? I think exploring and really understanding how God is moving in that area, I think is vital before you go ahead and plant your church.
Well, that's great. Those are very good words. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
Listeners, thank you for listening. If you want to hear more from NC, Asian American Ministry Podcast, please find us at iTunes and subscribe it, and you will be able to listen to weekly update from NC, Asian American Ministry Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.